three, two.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Cherie. Welcome to the Cosmic Code Radio Show. We are a little bit late today because I was outside working at the extension of this house. And the Tyrannia came and says, "Oh my gosh, honey, what's going on? You're supposed to be on the air." I said, "Oh my gosh." So I stopped everybody, and here I am with a new session, reminding you that time just fly by. It's absolutely insane how time goes by. It's already Wednesday. And since I started this show, I get to realize more and more how valuable our time really is and how fast life goes by. And this is why it's so very important for all of us to make sure we handle our daily life in a positive manner. And of course, because I'm late on the air, we had a bunch of calls, so I have to wait for some of you to call back. But no problem, I'll be here. So let's talk first about this terrible massacre with four police officers dead. This is absolutely unacceptable. Totally unacceptable for so many people, so many courageous police officers to lose their life in such a way. What a waste. And the scum, low life, loser that killed him was on parole. Can you believe that? The guy was on parole. And this tells you, how our legal system is working. I mean, you're talking about millions of dollars being spent constantly to build more jail or more sports building or more churches. And what the hell, excuse my French, is this investment and these resources being wasted for? That's more church, more jail, or more sports building, and also promote God's specific message for his children through his creation and the cosmic code? Of course not. This is the result of total stupidity. This is the result of pure ignorance. This is totally, completely insane. This is not acceptable. And what can we do? What can Dr. do? Dr. Cherry do? Well, the only thing I can do is to literally harass every one of you to read my newsletters, every one of you to endorse me, to help me to get to the police force so astropsychology can be taught and all those police officers out there can be taught what is a plutonic window where their lives will become so precious and so easy to lose. I don't know, I can't remember how many times I wrote newsletters over the years, countless newsletters, where I'm exasperated, I'm exhausted, I'm disgusted when I talk about the opportunity for the police academy to learn something that is so priceless and so vital for all our police officers dying in the street because of those losers. You know, you got to carry a very heavy cross when you have such a wisdom, which is unarguable. And it's there. It's readily available. A wisdom that can be used. Just imagine, let's go back in time. Let's turn the clock back. The day before those four police officers kiss their wives and children, the day before they get on their police car, on their patrol car, the day before, let's say they had been trained through astropsychology with Dr. Cherry, and they've got that really big red flag on their computer saying, be careful, you are as of now right into a plutonic window that will last for a few days. Realize also that the moon is waning. You are at your most vulnerable, police officers. You are at your most vulnerable, courageous servant, society servant. You're there to protect and help us. But you have to learn to protect yourselves first. Imagine, if I could turn the clock back and if I could talk to those police officers. You know what? I tell you what, a lot of them would have had a very, very different attitude before jumping into this house to dislocate this lunatic ready to kill them. And he did. But who in the name of God has given those police officer a real solid warning for that day? Nobody. So the same old story, as I said in my newsletter so many times, who is responsible? Is it your educational system? Is it your church leaders? Is it your government? Is it the academy, the police academy? What the hell is the law enforcement elite doing? What are they doing? My gosh, those cops didn't have to die. They didn't have to die had they put their hands on my book. Read the very serious hearing and my predictions about those specific days. And how many times I did that. And this is where I'm disgusted, people. This is where I'm upset, people. This is where I'm going insane, people. I did it so many times over the years. And each time it happened. So how would you feel if you were Dr. Cherry? Tell me. How do you expect me to be able to live with myself when I have the key, the right timing, where those cops are extraordinarily vulnerable and where those cops get killed? And the list goes on and on and on and on. When I even wrote to NASA telling them to be careful not to send those astronauts, how many times did I do it? And how many times was I right? Each time, dead on. Who is listening to me in this huge world out there? Who is listening? And why, instead of listening to me for your personal, selfish little guidance, you do not take some time to help me? Why? Well, as I always said, my wisdom is set to be used for the people of the future, handled and understood and promoted and taught by the children of tomorrow, I guess, because 99.9% of the people walking this earth are morons, and these are your leaders, your church leaders, your political leaders, your scientific elite heads. My gosh. When will I be finally able with your help, please God, listen to me, to reach the police. And the first time, listen to this, the first time I'm able to talk to this crowd, the first time I am facing all those cops, and the first time I have their undivided attention, I will give them a bunch of windows, starting for a few weeks ahead, a few days maybe ahead of them. Every one of them will probably be skeptical. Some of them a little bit more smarter. We say, well, we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt and let's see if he states works. Some other moron will say, oh my gosh, this is against God, and won't even notice it. But the fact of the matter is, as I did in the past, and the future is my only witness, it will happen again into the future. Then they will realize, oh my gosh, yes, actually Dr. Cherry has something here. And all the morons and all the imbeciles in the police force that did not listen to me will be forced by the superior to make a note on those days and those windows. And hopefully, regardless if they are moral or not, they don't deserve to be shot by low-life gang members out there. And that's where we're at. Now, have you noticed last few days how many airplanes crashed? Have you noticed it? All of a sudden, we have this storm of airliner and plane and helicopters crashing. My gosh, have you ever heard of a uranic window, a Munich window, a plutonic window? Well, if you're a subscriber of my Cosmic Code newsletter, you have read what I mentioned as to help you to make a good use of those windows once I write another SOS to the world. And here they are, those people, those elites, those in charge of the police force. I won't call them moron or imbecile or ignorant. I will call them innocent, just by respect. But it doesn't change the fact that they are freaking moron, ignorant, and imbeciles. And that's where I need you to help me, because I don't have the class, the patience, the dexterity to reach these people. But I have the gift. So, are you going to be the missing link that will allow me to reach these people? Are you going to get my newsletters? Are you going to send them to them? Are you going to call the cops? Are you going to call your local police chief and say, hey, wait a minute here, have you heard of Dr. Cherry? Guess what? Everything that transpired lately was fully predicted. Oh, predicted. And the first thing they're going to say, oh, well, another Mrs. Cleo. That's why you have to be very careful how you approach those people. And that's why, if you're not a VIP subscriber, you don't know how to go there. I spend hours and hours explaining from A to Z what should be done. If you read that last newsletter that I wrote about the police, it's called A Desperate Pledge to the Police. There I explain from A to Z how to proceed, how to reach these people, so I can get to the cops, so the families, their children, mothers, sisters, brothers, and friends don't have to cry because they are dead. My gosh. Well, with all the wisdom that I have, I know in time I will get there. I know that. There's no doubt about it. It cannot go otherwise, because stupidity and ignorance cannot survive forever. But meantime, the time elapsed without this wisdom is making more and more police officers in the line of danger. And that's what we don't want. And this is why I'm asking you, please,
please read my newsletters. Read my newsletters and do something. Do something. Submit those newsletters. Write, endorse me. Tell them. Get their mind preoccupied. Make them curious about Dr. Cherry. And let them give me a shot. Because once, I'm telling you again, once I read or I educate a bunch of cops and I give them those dates, I promise you, on those dates, some of them will be killed. And it's not every day that four police officers get killed. Okay? What I'm asking you to do is just to help me. It's just to help me. It's not for me. It's not for my own selfish end. It's for others.
Geronia!
Excuse me, listeners. I can hear some banging outside, and I've told them not to bang, and I don't like to work when there's some hammering out there. I'm going to call Geronia again.
Geronia, please!
She's on the other room.
Would you please go outside and tell these people to stop banging? I cannot work. I'm on the air now. Okay? Just tell them to stop banging when I'm working. Thank you, honey.
I mean, I don't understand what it is they don't understand. I apologize. It's the bad moon, you know. In the bad moon, people don't seem to hear. People don't seem to listen. And that's where we are. Okay, so I saw them and I made a note. Stop banging, please! Alright. I'm very frustrated. It is the bad moon. Not only... But this is a message, you know, this is a message. Only just before I start the show, I told them not to bang. I sent them not to bang, okay? Are they listening to me? They're not listening to me. And do you think the police force, do you think your local government, do you think your schoolmasters are going to listen to me? Oh my gosh! When right here, in my own house, my voice is not heard. How do you expect me to reach the world and get them to listen to me? Now you understand why I get frustrated. In my own house, in my own words, don't get my own message. So what do I do now? What do I do? It's my curse, I guess. It's my curse. All right. Tarania was on the phone, so I had to scream louder so I could get her attention. I'm sorry, people. We are just a few days before the new moon. We are the lowest energy. And everybody has a very, very, very short fuse right now. So control, control, control. And sometimes it's so very impossible to do so. That's the way it is. All right, I'm going to try to change my attitude and be a little bit more positive here. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pick up, I'm going to look at line number two. We have Janet from Long Beach, California. Are you here, Janet?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, honey. Well, I can barely hear you. Are you here, Janet? I heard her, and then she disappeared again. She just went away. Oh, well, she'll call back. I guess because, as I said, you know, this is, again, another message from the universe that I am trying so hard to communicate such a high energy, but are the people... All the energy ready for me.
I am back.
Some are and some are not. But hey, I'm glad she is back with us. Janet, where are you calling from now? Tell me.
I'm from Long Beach. I'm calling from Long Beach.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay. Now, I sound pretty nasty today, don't I?
It's okay.
I am really, really upset with...
all that is going on, and regardless of my desperate calls for people to help me, nobody's hearing me, and more people are getting killed. So that's the way. So I guess we have to wait until the stars lined up properly. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
It's my job to know it will happen, but I'm just being impatient. Okay, honey. What do you want me to do for you today?
Well, I guess I'm seeking some guidance as to what I'm supposed to be doing with my career.
Okay. Let me ask you a few things before we go further. Do you have a good connection with your mother or not?
I would say it's better than it was.
Okay, because, sometimes when people are asking me a question, I got a flash and I saw your mother for some reason, or your upbringing, and that could be one of the reasons why you could be also a little bit insecure about going places in life. But, okay, were you raised religiously or not?
Yes.
Because I see that. Was your mother religious or not?
Very.
There you go. Now I got it. Okay. You see, when you're raised by very religious people, they are certainly not going to push you to get in the public eye. They are not going to, but that, you have to understand that your mother is nothing else than a victim of her own mother or her own generation. You understand that, okay? So the idea is to bring the values, and it's what they did with you and what you will do with your own kids, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, how can you live the life of a millionaire and being happy and have all, if you're aiming for the art, for example, because you have gift in the arts, okay? How can you get there if only half of yourself is willing to go in this area and the other half says, no, you should stay home, you should not do this, you should not do that? You know what I'm saying, honey?
Yes, I do.
It's all subconscious. So I saw your mother indirectly being a little bit responsible for maybe your lack of self-esteem. Plus, another thing with you, I see, do you have beautiful eyes? Do people say you have magnetic eyes? Just a question.
Yes, they do.
I saw your eyes. They're very. Are they piercing? Are they piercing gaze? Do you have a strong gaze?
Yes, I do.
When you get upset, especially, yeah? Okay.
Especially, yes.
Yeah. Okay, I see you being very, very emotional, honey. Very emotional, okay? And very sarcastic and destructive sometimes. Not only to others, but to yourself too, okay? So be careful. Yeah. Now, you have gift in anything that is natural, healing, natural. Do you like green plant herbs or not?
I do enjoy the garden. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. The reason is you have your dragon seed in Virgo, and you also have your Saturn in Virgo. So make sure to not to exaggerate. Okay. When it comes to your health, Saturn is the fear principle, and in the sign of Virgo, he makes a lot of people health lunatic, and that's okay. Don't get me wrong. You don't have to eat plenty of fat and expect to be skinny. I understand that. You know, but you don't want to overdo it because you would create the same negative results. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Now, do you have any problem on your feet?
I see feet. No.
Do you like dancing?
I do like dancing a lot.
That's what it is then. Do you do belly dance? What type of dance do you do? Tell me.
I do just anything that my body moves to.
I see. You have gift in the art in dancing, you know? What about water? Are you afraid of water or not?
I'm becoming more accustomed to it.
Mm-hmm. But you had fears, yeah?
I did. I had fear of the ocean.
Yeah, you were drowned, honey. In some of your past life, you were drowned. Well, let me tell you something. You want to make sure to let go of your past. You want to make sure to control your imagination, and you want, as of today, to never complain.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yes. Okay.
The reason why I say that is I see all that with you, okay? And you have such an inner life inside of you. You're so much in your inner world that your fears could easily become your wishes through your subconscious creative forces. So it's important to keep
positive. It's hard sometimes. Look at me. Only a couple minutes ago, I was bitching about the world. All right, I'm sorry. Excuse my French. But, hey, that's me, okay? I have good reasons, and I'm sure you have good reasons too. But it's important to go back to your senses and realize that you're not doomed. And if you put a positive thought out there, chances are the light will come out your way. As far as career, I can tell you that anything to do with organization, natural healing, foods, natural foods, including teaching and animals, you have quite a lot of potential. So what did you do in life? Tell me so far.
I've been a teacher. I've been in school, and I've taken a leave from my obtaining my PhD in education.
Okay, so I was right. So you're born a teacher. You heard that, yes?
Yes.
Okay, now, the point is, you also know, I don't know if you're a VIP, but if you're a VIP, I got an email from this teacher who is one of those teachers that were fired and now a senator somewhere in one of these USA states is trying to get the school being public now, okay? So this poor guy was literally fired because they thought he was not performing good enough in his teachings, and I don't know how many thousands of people have lost their jobs because their schoolmasters are morons. And as I said earlier, the problem is not with the teachers when you look at it. The problem is with the entire educational system, which does not understand that a child will not respond to any form of education if he does not regenerate. It's like you, for example. If you have a huge headache, are you going to be interested in mathematics?
No.
Talking. You know what I'm saying? You need to be healthy upstairs in order to digest anything. Do that make sense?
Yeah.
So those kids out there, they do not know who they are, where they come from, where they're going. They are harassed to master geology, geography, grammar, algebra, history, and that's okay. We need to do that. But there is one very, very crucial area that is missing in the curriculum. And the result is those kids don't regenerate and they're not going to listen. You could change teachers every week, honey. That's not going to work. And this is why yourself, you are still, you didn't have that option as a child to find out who you are and where you belong. But that's the main reason why you call me, correct?
Yes.
Why do I belong in my career? I tell you where you belong, honey. You belong to re-educate yourself to a higher level where you can understand what's missing in the curriculum, in the educational system. And you need to start to teach the children who they are, where they come from, and where they're going. And unless you do it for yourself and understand it for yourself, you ain't going to be able to do it for those kids. Do I make sense? Now, this is pushing the envelope to the extreme, okay? It's pushing the envelope to the extreme. There is billions of teachers in this world. Billions of teachers, okay? And they are doing every single thing they can, every single day, to make this world a better place. But this world is growing so slow, it's insane, so to speak. So if this child doesn't have a solid background, or is from a dysfunctional family, or if this child has the wrong acquaintance, the wrong friends, God knows what, don't expect this child to listen to you, the teacher, and help him or her to make progress in life. Do I make sense?
Yes, of course. Yes.
So that is where the problem is. That is where our situation and the problem really is. So what I'm trying to tell you here is listen to that little voice. Listen to that little voice inside of you. And find out the answer inside of your soul.
Okay.
Sick. Okay, I don't know what happened with my machine.
Hold on a second. Hey.
Who was that?
Oh, Dennis Heisberg. Have you heard of this guy?
I haven't.
Are you in a good hand? This black guy on television, this African-American guy on national TV that works for the insurance company, he says, are you in a good hand? You don't watch TV?
I don't watch much TV, no.
Oh, that's why you don't know him. He's a very famous actor. He plays the role of the president in one of the movies here out there. Just left me a message. Anyway, so I just recognize his name. Now, let's go back to your question here. Well, I just answered it for you. So what you need to do is to listen to that little voice inside of you, honey, okay? And then from there, make the appropriate adjustment that would give you what is missing in your life.
Okay.
Because ultimately, that's where you are. You are at a point where you have to raise your own vibration, and you have everything in this lifetime and in your chart to succeed within the world of education. This is why that's the first thing I mentioned. You're born to be a teacher. Okay?
Yeah.
Just raise your vibration and start to understand where I'm coming from and help me to make a difference in the educational field. One person at a time. I only have another 30 or 40 years to live, but I, in the name of God, want to see my first school operational. Then I'll be a happy guy. Okay?
Yes.
Now, I can tell you one more thing. In August 2009, the tail of the dragon will be removed from your health and from your work. You will also feel more energetic, okay, less confused, and much of your wishes will be granted because of some of the groups and their values you're going to join will be playing in your life, and it's not going to be anything religious or guru-like, okay? So be ready, because there is a lot of your wish on the way for you. Watch for the month of September, okay? It's an important month for you, honey. You got all that?
Yes, I do.
All right, sweetheart. Yes. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Okay, why don't we go to, let's go to Dallas. Dallas, Texas. Let's talk to Dan. Are you here, Dan? Hello, Dan, are you here? Mr. Dan from Texas, are you here? Don't seem to be able to reach Dan. Well, maybe we should try Scott. Maybe Scott is here. Scott, are you here? Hello? I don't know. We've got some...
Hello?
Who is
this?
Who is this, Dan or Scott?
Scott.
Okay, this is Scott. What happened to Dan? Is Dan gone? Probably. I'm sure he will call later when the universe decides it's time for him to go through. All right, so let's see. Let me look at you here, Scott. You're from Baltimore? Is that correct? Scott, are you here? Okay. I don't have Don, and I don't have Scott anymore. Hey, this is what you get in a winning moon. There's always something to bug you. I could tell you stories that you would not believe. That's a funny one. I'm going to tell you that. It might change a little bit of the energy around me here. Last night I went shopping with Charanya. And I said, you know what, honey? I don't want to go out. Can we just do something and call? I just don't want to drive anywhere. I don't want to go any places. People are crazy. It's the winning moon. And blah, 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 blah. She says, no, I really have to go. I need to get some stuff. So we went there. I said, okay, I tell you what, I'm going to wait in the truck and you go and do your stuff. And I just clicked the radio on, and there I was sitting there. Then big, huge truck came by, very slow, and there was two guys in there. And they look at me very, very weird. I said, oh, no. I didn't do anything. I just waited. And then they went inside, they went shopping, and that was it. Then they came back, and they get into their truck, which were parked just two or three lines away from me. And they came back, and they stopped the truck right in front of me. And I thought, oh, I better be careful. And every one of you knows that I have my gun license. So my concealed gun license can be used in any drastic situation, because you know, I've been trying to do so. So I had my gun between my legs, and I said, if anyone tried to do something stupid, you know, who knows, a bunch of people in Phoenix, old people driving SUVs like mine or Cadillac or Hammer, you know, they get hijacked and God knows what. It happened a few times in Phoenix. So I was ready for whatever this guy was going to do. And then this little skinny little thing came straight for me, and he goes, excuse me, sir, I don't do that normally, but you are so handsome. Let me give you this. And guess what? He gave me a napkin with his name and his telephone number on it. And I look at him and say, hey, man, I'm not gay. I'm waiting for my girlfriend. But anyway, thanks for the compliment. Okay, you have a good night. I am not joking. This is insane. This is the type of experience you can expect if you decide to go out after the full moon. I mean, absolutely anything weird can happen to you, especially when you are under a uranic window, which breeds all sorts of weird experience around you. Okay, so I'm going to try. Who is next? Scott, are you here or not?
Yes, Scott. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, I got you. I got Scott, finally. I don't know what happened, Scott, but as I said, you know, during the waning moon, you can always expect a little bit of problem. Nothing too bad. Okay, my friend, so do you have any specific question for me, or what do you want me to start with you? Tell me.
Yes, job-wise. It seems I've been going through them at least once a year. I get laid off from one. Another one mm-hmm. I worked at, great, but the commission I was losing because they had stopped it. Mm-hmm. The last job I just had, I got fired from that one.
Let me stop you right away. You were born, Scott, with the tail of the dragon in Gemini, okay? A Gemini is cursed, literally cursed, to go through life going left and right. So if you go fire once, you could be fired again. If you win something, you're going to win again. It's all duality with your life, okay? I have the same thing in my chart. That's why I have two cats and two dogs and two cars and two boats, and I speak four languages, and I have everything in double, so to speak, okay?
There's two of me.
Pardon me?
There's two of me. I'm a twin.
Exactly. Yes. Well, Gemini rules twins, and that's your dragon still. So your life is going to be literally a repetition of everything from good to worse, and from worse to bad, and bad to great. This is just the way it is. It's like if I do one radio show, for example, on Coast to Coast, it's part of my chart to go back there and do many, many, many radio shows, like I do on this show here. And if I write a newsletter, but the universe wants me to write millions of them. If I write a book, I'm going to have, so far I have one book every year that comes out. I have that duality. So it's very difficult when you're born with the tail of the dragon to stop the duality unless you understand the head of the dragon and realize the importance of education. Now, how far did you go in college?
Well, I didn't. I only went through high school.
There you go. Now you understand what I'm saying? The universe wants you to master something. Because you're gifted in communication, you could be a stand-up comedian. Do you like to say jokes or not? Just a question.
No.
Yes
no.
or no? No, you don't.
No.
Okay. Do you do any reading? Do you read?
Oh, I read a lot.
So we are there.
I'm always reading.
So your communication skill is not physical. It's not saying jokes, but it's more intellectual. Do you understand what I'm saying? So
yeah.
if you were to discipline yourself, instead of reading everybody's material, you could grasp everything and create your book that will turn to be a series of books, and then you'll be on your head of the dragon teaching the world what you have learned the hard way.
See, you regenerate when you investigate. You are an investigator. You know that, yes?
Yes.
You could have been a police officer, an FBI agent, a CIA agent, because you've got so many different personalities. Do I make sense again?
Yes.
This is things that I'm telling you that may not be necessarily aware of, but I can only point it out to you. But in order for you to understand how to reach your dragon, you have to understand the dynamics of all the dragons in all signs and in every houses. That is not easy for me to teach you to fly an airplane in 10 minutes or 5 minutes we're going to spend on the air together. Do I make sense?
Yes.
So,
yes, it does.
And this is where you need to discipline yourself. This is where you need to realize that you are not on the air with me by accident today. You were guided to me by a divine forces that will help you to auto-analyze yourself a little bit more and quit that nasty hole that you're in and move on through education where you belong, so that you can finally establish emotional, financial, and spiritual stability, because you're a Taurus. The sun sign is in Taurus, the bull. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
One side of your sign wants home, family, security, children, and don't move. And the other crazy side of yourself wants the opposite. Do I make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah. And then you need to please both of the male and the female energy in you. And don't let one feed on the other one. You have to feed both of them at the same time. You're very, very complex, Scott. Much more complex than what you think. And money has always been your biggest, most important element. Because you have a fear of not having enough. Because you see money as security. You follow me?
The majority of the time, I don't worry about it. I work hard, I work the overtime, you know,
mm-hmm.
I like to stay busy, and
yeah.
I don't worry about it. But lately, with the economy and everything, it's
exactly.
getting harder.
And this is something you were able to control, but I can see that it's a fear. And it's a good thing, because without your fears, you would not be curious, and without being curious, you would not knock at my door for me to help you. But in order for me to really help you, as I said, I cannot teach you to fly the shuttle in 10 minutes we're going to be talking. You need some serious work. Your chart is so complicated, okay, but at the same time so valuable, that if you're guided properly, you're going to go a long way. But as I see you now, you're like a brand new Ferrari with a 12-year-old driving it. And you can crash. You can crash easily. That's why you have to be very careful in driving and not to drive too fast. If not, you're going to get a speeding ticket. How many tickets you got so far?
I don't have any tickets.
Well, so you see, your dragon's tail is very, very controllable. How many times you broke an arm or a finger?
Never.
See? Again, these are questions that allow me to see if your tail of the dragon is positive or negative. Now, do you have any allergies or not?
Yes, I do. I do have allergies. I have them bad.
All right. This is normal for dragon tail in Gemini to have allergies. Clinton was born with the same dragon than you. That's why he's got a bunch of allergies too. Now, you don't gamble, I hope, do you?
Oh, no.
Okay,
no.
So you keep it in control. Okay, so your dragon's head is totally clean. You got great opportunity for investing, but first you need to invest on you. Before you can invest anywhere to make more money, you need to understand who you are and invest on your own psyche. Then I can work with you. Right now I see that you have a lot of problem. Did you move yet, or are you planning to move or lose a house or something?
No, if I don't find a job, I'm going to lose this one I'm in.
That's then nice.
I've been in this one for 8 years.
I know, my friend, but you know, when I want to be polite and I don't want to insert negative thought in your mind. But if I point out that did you lose it yet, it's because I know it's ahead of you. So you better be prepared, because an option will be given to you to rebuild stronger and better, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right. I've had that inclination for that.
Of course. You're a highly spiritual person. There's no way around it. Have you ever worked in construction, by the way?
No, but I am handy with my hands. I do a lot of things.
Yeah, because I see you. I see
I see you being very versatile, either a good mechanic or a good builder of some sort. But you're also very intellectual. But your wealth is not in your hands. It's in your head, if that makes sense to you, okay?
Okay.
Just digest the information I gave you, Scott, because I only have 1 hour in the air and so many people lined up here. And then just listen to your intuition and let me take care of you. Just remind me if you order something who you are, okay, and I'll take care of you.
Sure, I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
You bet, my friend.
Greatly appreciate it. Bless you.
Good luck. Good luck to you, my friend. Thank you. Beautiful man. All right, let's go to Texas and let's talk to Marilyn. Are you here, Marilyn? Okay. Oh, I can barely hear you, honey. You might have to speak a little bit closer to your telephone receiver.
Okay. Is that better?
Now, better. I can hear you better. All right, honey. Tell me, what is it you want to know? Where do you want me to start?
My health, I guess, and my problems with my children.
Okay. Your health. Your health. Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. You were born in September. You know that?
Yes, sir.
And September is the sign ruled by, it's the month ruled by Virgo. And Virgo rules health. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, your soul's purpose, born in September, is to promote beautiful health and work and promote beauty and purity to the world. This is why a lot of people born with your chart tend to be religious. I'm not saying you are, but you could be. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay to believe in God. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to realize that God never came down and wrote no books, but he made the stars. And
yes.
This is how he speaks to you, through the stars. And you understand that, at least on the subconscious level, and that's why you're listening to this show, okay?
Yeah, well,
I can tell you that since last year, you have been much more emotional than you have ever been before.
Yes.
The tail of the dragon has been into your subconscious, and it's still in your subconscious, probably until next August. And that forces you to undergo some very serious psychological changes. So stay clear. Stay clear from doctor prescriptions.
Okay.
Stay clear from negative psychics. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
You're very vulnerable at a subconscious level. Don't watch negative television. Now, your dreams will be very colorful. Your intuition will be more precise and more accurate than ever. But you got to make sure to realize there is just one air between divine information from your dream state and your fears.
Mm-hmm.
Divine information and imagination and fears are very, very close with the tail of the dragon in your subconscious. Now, are your kids giving you trouble or worries also?
Yes,
okay.
Worries.
All these, I know, honey. All these come from your fears. You have a serious fear of not being able to provide for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, is very unhealthy, and your subconscious takes this as a wish. Your subconscious or God does not know what's right, what's wrong. This is why God creates earthquakes or tsunami and kill millions of people. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So it's important, as you were made in the image of God, to realize that you like it or not, you know it or not, you are a goddess in training, and you're not going to go to hell. You are on hell.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you understand that you are God inside of your soul, and you create your reality with your thought, because the future is the reincarnation of your thought, the more power to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have the head of the dragon in your second house of money, which means Marilyn from Texas should be a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
But Marilyn is struggling, correct?
Correct.
Okay. What a waste of such a beautiful child, Marilyn.
Yes.
You've got such a potential here. I'm looking at these stars. If I had these stars, my gosh, I'd be the billionaire, trust me. But first you have to eliminate your fears. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be insecure. Tomorrow will always be there. You have always paid your bills. You have always took care of your kids. I know this economy is screwing everybody's head. But you heard me on this show telling you by August this nasty dragon will be removed.
and all your political leaders and all these famous talking heads and all these professionals in the industry of finance do not know what the hell they're talking about. So they are regurgitating their fears on television, on the radio, and here you are as a recipient going insane. Listen to me. As of August, this energy will be removed. Trust me. I know. And then it might take a year or two for America to go back together. But America will be back where it belongs to. America is just having a bad time. It's like a bad weather, a bad cloud above this country. It's going to go. So you need to think this way. And everybody listening to the show, think that way because things are going to get better now and then. Now, do you get any headaches or sinuses?
Yes, I do. I have sinuses all the time.
Do you have any neck problem too or just sinuses?
Yes. Problems,
bad problems. Yeah, you see, all this energy, I can hear you, I can hear your voice, honey. In your voice, you're not regenerating at all.
Uh-huh.
You need to put zest into your life. You need to understand that instead of the dragon is nasty in your subconscious. Do you have a computer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go to my website, drturi.com, and there is a banner that talks about the 2008 moon power. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Download it, it's free. And you can read your forecast for 2008 and 2009. It's free. And then you're going to read the forecast for those born in September and see what the tail of the dragon does in your subconscious and your characteristic of forecast for Libra because you are on the cusp of Virgo Libra. Do you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
And then change your attitudes. Change your attitudes. Do not nurture negativity and fears, because if you manage to knock away this nasty energy, you cannot feed evil and through your fears anymore. And then God, guess what? God through you, okay, because you were made in the image of God, will start to open doors for you. But you better ask if you want to receive. So change the attitude and things will be much better for you. You got that?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Can I ask you something?
Go ahead.
I cry. A psychic told me that I'm reliving my past lives, and I cry every night and talk in my sleep and even sometimes fight.
Honey, listen to me. Did you hear what I said earlier? Stay clear from psychics.
Okay.
If you did not see the psychic, you would not have suffered what you call a psychic accident.
Uh-huh.
This psychic is not an astropsychologist. This lady or this guy, God bless his heart, is doing it on Sunday afternoon. He's not a professional. He's not aware of how the subconscious interact. This guy should take my course, then be more responsible in dealing with people like you that are very vulnerable nowadays.
Right.
Okay. So you need to clean all that. If you want to have some good work done, let me take care of you. Let me make the tape for you. Let me clean that mess in you, okay? And and remind me who you are when you order your reading, Marilyn, so I can join also an hypnotherapy tape or another 90-minute tape that will help you through my suggestion to clean up your subconscious. So instead of crying and being desperate and messing up your life, you're going to see the angel, you're going to see the light and start to be happy. You got that?
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. All right,
my son called in and got disconnected. My son, Dan.
Dan? Is he still on? Well?
Can you talk to him?
Is he here?
Yes, he's at my house.
Well, put him on the phone.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You bet, sweetheart.
Appreciate your help.
You bet, sweetheart. You bet. Dan,
well,
Dan, are you here?
Yes.
Well, you know what? As I said, you know, the universe, there is no accident for me to talk to your mom first, okay? And then I'm glad I was able to talk to her. Now, let me look at you a little bit. How many times have you been married?
I'm on my second.
Because I see a little bit of low energy on your relationship here. If you were smashed, man, you were hurt. You need to move on, okay, with that?
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's see. Do you use computers?
Yes, I do.
I see a lot of high-tech. What do you do?
I'm a computer technician.
Okay, that's what it is. I see a hell of a lot of high-tech and computer around you. This is good. You have a dignified Mercury. You're a genius, my friend. You have a lot of power in this chart. You got a very strong sense of detail, too, but you're too critical. And that's okay for your work, but not for your life. You hear me? All right. Now, I have to be direct with you, okay? Yes. Do you have any problem with chemicals, drinking, doctor prescriptions?
I did with drinking, but I no longer drink.
Okay, good. Because I saw a little bit of a nasty energy in this area, and that could have really hurt you, man. You could have lost your life driving if you kept that thing up. I'm glad you moved away from it. All right, so let's see. Now, what I see with you, are you into politics?
No.
Okay, stay clear from that, okay? This is another energy that you don't need. You don't need that. I see you with tremendous potential in you're like an architect of the mind. Have you ever thought of inventing something?
Yes.
My gosh, you want to keep it up, because the universe wants you to invent something that's going to help society. You know, you could have been an attorney, you could have been a psychologist, and that's all good. But your true potential is inventing something that will serve mankind. This is insane. This is beautiful. I love it. Your energy is absolutely phenomenal, my friend. And again, remember, is your current wife younger or older than you?
Younger.
A lot younger?
2 years.
2 years. Okay. What about the other one? Much older? Or much younger?
She's about a year younger.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm just trying to figure out a few things here. This is all good. Do you like fishing? Do you like water? Okay, I see that also. Careful, okay, around the water. As long as you go there and you're clear, there's no aqua or anything else, you're safe. Because I see danger around the water, but you're not doing anything nasty, so you'll be fine. My friend, as of August, the dragon is going to move on you. So you're like a new opportunity will be given to you to really upgrade your career and also the way you face the world. How long have you been married?
4 years.
Okay. I see a little bit of a problem in there, buddy. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So you need to fix that. Find out what it is. Okay? Find out what it is, because if you do not fix that situation, you're going to go again out of a marriage.
Okay.
What I can only suggest you, if you can't afford it, is to let me work with you. And maybe order a comparison chart so I can take care of you and her. I don't know. At that point, it's too private, and I cannot, spell your private life on the air. But you cannot afford to get hurt again.
Right.
Okay. But so be careful again around July. You'll understand me a little bit more. And hopefully, before then, I'll be able to get to you and help you. You got that, Dan?
Okay, yes, I do.
All right, my friend. Good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Bye. Wow. Hey, Richard. Richard from Oregon. My friend Richard, how are you?
Hey, Louis, it's good to hear from you.
Oh, my gosh, what a pleasure to be able to talk to you. Oh,
well,
that's great. You managed to go through. There's a bunch of people online. So what's going on? Tell me a little bit.
Well, my friend, I just got back from Australia, and your first astropsychology class has now been taught in the land down under.
Yeah, baby. I love it. By the way, Richard is probably, I must say, the top student I have. Definitely very, very spiritual man. Where is Sue? How is Sue doing?
I'm doing well. I'm not hearing you real well on the cell phone, so if I don't hear your questions right this
way,
no.
Oh, I was asking, how is Sue?
You mean Debbie?
Oh, Debbie, excuse me. I'm sorry. I have so many friends. Debbie, give her my love for me, okay? Will you do that?
I'll be happy to do that. I'll be seeing her tomorrow night. She'll be flying out here tomorrow night.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, I was in Australia. I was in Australia about 4 years ago. These people down under are very, very receptive. They have asked me to go back down there sometimes. But I'm glad you went out there, and I appreciate also when you call me to ask me if I would let you teach. And as I said, you know, that's why you were taught. You were taught to teach and pass on the wisdom. And asking me for the permission, I find it a little bit amazing, but it's a form of respect, and I wanted to thank you for that. But my friend, you're fully, fully allowed to do it as much as you can, put it this way. Good.
I got some really good feedback on the readings that I gave as well, so I'll probably be back in November and see about teaching another class and doing some private sessions.
Well, we'll be neighbor because I'm going to be teaching in New Zealand next door.
Wonderful. All right.
So basically, you know, being an astropsychologist, Richard, you really understand where I'm coming from, because you did spend a week in Sedona with me, and you know the amount of effort I had to put out there to bring cosmic consciousness to all the students. And you are naturally extraordinarily perceptive, especially with your dragon set in Sagittarius that rules Australia and wide open space. You are born naturally to perform a phenomenal job being taught by foreigners, and then teaching foreigners is pretty much your mission, and you have all that it takes to do that. Not to forget your incredible psychic moon in Pisces that adds to your intellectual potential, more ability in perceiving the future through the psychic reasoning, so to speak. So you're doing well, and I'm glad to see one of my students really making a good use of my teachings. That's phenomenal. I hope to see you in September. Maybe if you can take the trip, be great to see you again. And Debbie, I'll be teaching at the same place in Sedona next September.
Well, lovely. I know both Debbie and I would thoroughly love to come out there, and part of it is just taking care of the logistics, and we'll see what happens with that, Louie. And
absolutely,
one of the things I can't say to you is one of the ways that the astropsychology has helped is, you know, knowing that right now the transiting North Node is up in my ninth house, and since Australia is a Sagittarian country, I knew that it was important, if all possible, to get this first trip in before the North Node moved.
Well, you know what? I have nothing to teach you because now you're at my level, Richard. And, you know, just keep doing the good job, brother. It's an honor for me to have been able to teach you, and to have somebody like you in the wagon to bring cosmic consciousness to the rest of the world and to the Aussie behind it here under our feet. It's just a wonderful feeling. Thank you so much, Richard. And I have to get off the air now because I have all my workers waiting for me. Now I want to thank you, Alima from Paris. I want to thank also Karen from Baton Rouge in Louisiana, and so many others that I cannot go through today. But listen to the show again, and from there, you know, I will be able to help you definitely next week. So we come at the end. Go ahead.
I said Debbie appreciates all the love and support and assistance she's received from you as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your call, Richard. You have a good day, my friend.
Thank you, Louis. You too.
Bye-bye. Well, people, we come at the end of this reading. I will take this opportunity to thank every one of you listening to The Cosmic Code with Dr. Cherry. And if you need my services, always remind me that you are from that show, so I can give you more goodies. Until then, may God bless all of you. Make it a beautiful life. Bye-bye, everybody.